This is how tens of thousands of people forced their entry at least 80 kilometers inside militant-hit border region near South Waziristan, a northwestern Pakistani tribal area. But the destination of peace march was South Waziristan, that people wanted to go to see the massive collateral damages and civilian deaths caused by the frequent US assassination drone attacks. Many drone victim families had already reached at the border of South Waziristan to welcome the peace march. Enough is enough, is what the security forces told peace marchers, warning them that if they go beyond this point, their vehicles could be blown up one after the other, as pro-Taliban militants have laid down improvised explosive devices on the road along with mountains of South Waziristan.
The drone attacks are burying tribal families under the rubbles. After the destruction of our houses, now we are living under the open sky. Tell me why Imran Khan is not being allowed to go inside our region. If he is not, then who else should be? Christians, Jews, or Israel? President Zardari is having a luxurious life and he is least bothered of what disaster our nation is facing.
The US has conducted hundreds of drone attacks in both South and North Waziristan. Sometimes in one day 10 to 12 missiles are fired. Drones target people, injure them and maim them. And even the small children and women are not being spared.
Seeing obvious threats to their lives finally compelled the large number of people, including dozens of peace activists from the US and Britain, to come back, but not without holding the biggest ever public protest against the US assassination drone attacks in this troubled region near South Waziristan. The government effectively propagated threats of attack by pro-Taliban militants through its intelligence network that kept major international TV channels away from the coverage of this unprecedented rally organized by Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, led by Imran Khan, a popular political force, emerged on rising anti-American sentiments in this part of the world.
The blockade of peace process from reaching to its destination seems to have systematically served the political and geostrategic objectives of Taliban, ruling People's Party, the intelligence agencies, the military, and more importantly, the US, which does not want the world to know about the scale of the disaster caused by US assassination drone attacks in country's tribal region.
An estimated 3,500 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in US assassination drone strikes since 2004. Javed Rana, Press TV, at the border of South Waziristan, northwest of Pakistan.